All right, good morning. It's good to be with you guys this morning, worshiping our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ together. My name is Travis. I'm the pastor here if you don't know me. And if you do know me, it's good for you to be reminded of what my name is. It'd be helpful for me to know that. So in your bulletin on the back page are some announcements. But before we get to those, I want to point out in the back of the pew in front of you, there's this card here. It's like some variation of this. I don't know if they're all the same or not. But if you're a visitor with us, you can fill that out, put an offering plate when it comes around, and just give me an opportunity to get to know you better, know how I can pray for you or how I can talk with you. If you're a member here, I already have all this information. But if there's another decision that you want to make, you can fill that out on that card as well and put it in the offering box, and we'll get it when it comes around. But other than that, the announcements here you have in the back of your bulletin, there's one that's not in the bulletin, which is tomorrow at 7 o'clock. A budget and finance committee meeting will be here at the church. And so we'll meet here tomorrow night at 7 if you're here. And then another one I want to point out to you is that you have an insert in your bulletin, this Appalachian Backpack Ministry, the collection. We're going to start that this month. And you see it's like an item by item things that we're collecting to put in the backpacks to give out towards the end of the month. So if you're at the end of the year, not end of the month. But just because it's on a later month doesn't mean you can't bring it in when you want to. It's just what we're focusing on for those months. So if you look at the items, there's something you could contribute. There's boxes on either side of the entryways here on the sides that you could put those items in, and we'll collect them and give them out. Fill up the backpacks and give them out. Other than that, Memorial Association meeting Thursday at 7 o'clock. Next Sunday is choir practice. And then on April 22nd is the annual gathering of the Sandy Creek Association on the 22nd at 6 o'clock. And if you are one of the messengers, I have the messenger cards in my office. Just let me know and I'll give them to you. Otherwise, I will find you out and give you one of those cards so I don't go alone. So, but other than that, just look and pay attention in the announcements in here. And I would also like to invite everyone. Sunday school here at 9:30. Wednesday night Bible study starts at 7. Those things are important for our discipleship. I mean, Sunday is always good, but getting involved in Sunday school, coming Wednesday nights, those are really good opportunities for you to be discipled. And we don't want you to just, like, 1 hour on Sunday isn't enough. We need more than that. And so I just would encourage you, Sunday mornings or Wednesday evenings or both, just come to them and be involved in life of the church, get discipled, have some fellowship, enjoy one another's company. But other than that, I don't think there's anything else that I've missed. If you have any questions, just reach out to me at the end of the service. I'd be happy to do that. And I'll invite Steve to come up now to do our scripture reading.
For our call to worship today, we will be looking at the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 12, verses 3 through 6. Isaiah 12, 3 through 6. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. The words of Isaiah the prophet, the word of God.
Our first praise hymn today is Blessed Be the Name, so please stand and join us, number 206 or on the screens there.
Thank you.
You'll be seated.
As we come to our time of morning prayer, I will direct you to look on the second page of your bulletin under Ministry of Prayer. We have several names in bold. I would like to read these. Diane Santa, Lisa Best, who is a friend of Jane Majors, Mildred Guthrie, who is Christina Zachary's grandmother, and Deborah Holt, who is Christina's mother, Kathy Johnson, Laverne Judd, as she grieves over the loss of her husband Tom, Keith Livingstone, who is a friend of John Green, and Corinne Norwood. These are the ones who have current immediate needs. Is there anyone else you would like to mention for our time of prayer today? If not, let's open with a word of prayer. Our Father, we do thank you for the privilege that we have to come to you in prayer. We thank you that you've told us to not be anxious for anything, but in all things, through prayer and supplication along with thanksgiving, that we are to make our request known to you. We do thank you for that privilege. Lord, we do bring all of these names in our bulletin to you today. We especially mention the ones who are in bold as they have the most pressing needs. We do pray that you will meet all of their needs, their physical needs, and we also pray for any spiritual needs that these people are facing. We do lift up our entire church. We ask that you continue to be with us here, bless us, and draw us near to you. Go with us now through the rest of the service. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. And the children's can leave. The children can leave for children's church at this time.
All right, let's stand together again and sing, "Oh, How I Love Jesus."
Tithes and offerings, plus enough in that community.